Sean got that lurching sensation again, this time accompanied by the taste of dirty pennies in his mouth. His stomach felt as if a spoon had hollowed it out. Then Jimmy said it. You started it.
He started it. You did. Now he's screwed. His mother's soft in the head. No telling what she'll do. Two cops bring him home.
I didn't start it. Jimmy pushed him, and Sean pushed back this time, and then they were on the ground, rolling around, punching each other.
Hey!
Sean rolled off Jimmy, and they both stood up, expecting to see the two cops again, but seeing Mr. Devine instead, coming down the front steps toward them.
The hell you two doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Sean's father frowned as he reached the sidewalk.
Get out of the middle of the street.
They reached the sidewalk beside him.
Weren't there three of you?
Mr. Devine looked up the street.
Where's Dave?
What?
Dave.
Sean's father looked at Sean and Jimmy.
Wasn't Dave with you?
We were fighting in the street.
What?
We were fighting in the street and the cops came.
When was this?
Like 5 minutes ago?
Okay.
So the cops came. And they picked Dave up. Sean's father looked up and down the street again.
They what?
They picked him up?
To take him home.
I lied. I said I lived here. Dave said he lived in the flats and they...
What are you talking about?
Sean, what did the cops look like?
Huh?
Were they wearing uniforms?
No.
No, then how do you know they were cops?
I didn't.
They what? He had a badge, Jimmy said, on his belt.
What kind of badge?
Gold?
Okay, but what did it say on it?
Say,
the words. Were there words you could read?
No, I don't know.
Billy?
They all looked up at Sean's mother standing on the porch, her face tight and curious.
Hey, honey, call the police station, all right? See if any detectives would have picked up a kid for fighting on this street.
A kid?
Dave Boyle.
Oh, Jesus.
His mother.
Let's hold off on that, okay? Let's just see what the police say, right?
Sean's mother went back inside.
Sean looked at his father. He didn't seem to know where to put his hands. He put them in his pockets, then he pulled them out, wiped them on his pants. He said,
I'll be damned,
very softly, and he looked down to the end of the street as if Dave hovered at the corner, a dancing mirage just beyond Sean's field of vision.
It was brown, Jimmy said.
What?
The car. It was dark brown, like a Plymouth, I think.
Anything else?
Sean tried to picture it, but he couldn't. He could see it only as something that had blocked his vision, not entered it. It had obscured Mrs. Ryan's orange Pinto and the lower half of her hedges, but Sean couldn't see the car itself.
It smelled like apples, he said.
What?
Like apples. The car smelled like apples.
It smelled like apples, his father said.
An hour later, in Sean's kitchen, two other cops asked Sean and Jimmy a bunch of questions, and then a third guy showed up and drew sketches of the men in the brown car based on what Jimmy and Sean told them. The big blonde cop looked meaner on the sketch pad, his face even bigger, but otherwise, it was him. The second guy, the one who'd kept his eyes on the side view, didn't look much like anything at all. A blur with black hair, really, because Sean and Jimmy couldn't remember him too well.